Is that Ryan?
Yes.
And who else?
Hello.
Very
tempting
to
you've
been on a trip.
Go ahead, Tyler. She's waiting.
Hi, Amy.
You need to introduce yourself.
This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
So, Amy, can you tell us what you're doing now?
What are you doing right now, Amy?
To talk about
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. We've had an exciting 24 to 48 hours. We've been really, really busy doing the work out here for the last couple of days. In fact, that's why we didn't make contact with Perkins yesterday. Kate and I were both so exhausted that we couldn't wake up to call the classroom yesterday. But we've been we put in the big mooring during the night, not last night, but the night before last. All during the night, we worked out on the ship, out on the back deck in the cold and rain and wind with the boat pitching around to put the mooring in. The technicians and the engineers and the crew members did most of that work, and Kate and I watched, and we were the note takers. We took notes about what was going on.
Later.
And then after that, we went a little ways away, about 100 miles away, to look for...
What happened?
Sometimes they get cut off and they come back.
They cut down!
We'll wait for a little while.
Amy?
Amy!
Shh!
I lost you!
You don't need to get upset about it. This happens at every phone call. They're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. It's hard to get the signal. Are you back?
I'm here. I'm still here. Are you here? Are you there?
We can hear you now.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good, Joe. I heard you say if you just wait a few seconds, it usually comes back.
Right.
Right.
So today we found an eddy of warm water, and we put one of the floats right into the eddy. So now we're waiting for that eddy, for that float to come back up to the surface and make a phone call and tell us that it's in the water and working properly.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have, that's what we've been doing. The weather is still not very good, but the sun's coming out now, so things are looking up, but it's very, very windy and cold. It's almost freezing, actually.
Almost freezing.
Almost freezing.
Amy, does that mean that it's almost 32
yes.
degrees Fahrenheit?
Absolutely right. It's about 35, 38 degrees Fahrenheit out right now.
Cold.
I just went out on the back deck to launch an instrument, and I had on my winter jacket and a hat and gloves and boots.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to ask Kate some questions?
Yes, we would.
Yeah.
Yes, we would.
Okay, here's Kate.
Hello, this is Kate.
Hey.
Hi.
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 Does anyone have a question?
Hold on, let's go one at a time. Brian, did you want to ask your question first?
What was the question? Ryan was asking me about being seasick.
Yeah.
How did you get seasick, or why did it?
Yeah, happen? I got. Why? Because of the motion of the ship, it made my stomach.
We lost you, Kate.
She's
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
We lost you again.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yep, now we can.
Hello. Okay. So,
I think we lost her again.
Baby, let's stay in the room. And for you to stay in the room, we can't restrain, right? Okay. I want to stay in the room with you, okay? Okay.
Did you guys know the phone, huh?
Nice job.
Can you try again?
Kate? You're doing a nice job, David. We're waiting for the phone. And you're thinking about your question of when Kate's going to get back, right, Kate?
How did you lose her?
So,
I don't know.
Do you know what's happening when she talks to us? Did you know that what her voice does, it goes through electricity, it goes up into outer space to a satellite, and it has to come back down to Perkins. Are you back?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. Hi, everybody. I can hear you. I can hear Joe talking about how the phone call works.
So you were telling us how you got seasick.
Right. I was talking about that. Because of the movement of the ship, it's like being on a ride at the amusement park.
Ugh.
And it's moving up and down, and never ends. Never ends, says Amy. Yeah. So I can't get off the ride. I have to keep going and go. So my stomach was not happy. I'm fine now, though, everybody.
Good.
Okay, good.
Now,
does anyone have another question?
Hey,
hold on. Tyler?
Hold on.
Why don't you go, and then, Katie, you can ask your question, okay? Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, you have coffee?
Oh, did I have a cup of coffee? Was that the question?
Speak loud because she can hear you.
Did you have a cup of coffee?
We have coffee, yes. I've been drinking coffee every day. It's good here.
Okay, Katie, did you want to ask your question?
When are you coming back?
When am I coming back?
Stay in the class, even though it's exciting, right, Katie? You're doing a great job.
Because you
want to
hear her answer, right?
Katie,
you
have
the phone
cut now,
Katie. Somebody, Katie, we're going to wait, okay? We're going to be quiet while we wait.
Are you there now, Kate?
Hello? We're going to wait for her answer.
Where is the satellite coming out?
Okay.
Oh. Kate?
Kate? Yeah, we missed her answer when she's coming
home. Oh. I can hear talking. Katie's, helper. I'm coming.
That was Kelly. Did you hear Katie's question?
Yeah.
Is it me?
When are you coming back? The phone isn't cooperating. We can't hear her.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
See you Monday, Katie.
On Monday.
I can hear it. Monday, right.
Okay, Maggie.
I'll be there.
Do you have a question, Maggie?
Maggie, have a question?
Maggie?
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm in civics class, so we're doing...
Hey.
You're enjoying class? That's good.
Yeah. I had a question about...
Good. You have a question?
Yeah. About...
Okay.
What's the temperature of the water?
What is the temperature of the water? That's an excellent question. Last time we checked, it was about 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. Pretty chilly.
Is that a cold number?
Pretty cold water.
That's a cold number, yes.
That is a cold temperature. 70 degrees would be warm.
Yeah.
40 degrees is cold. I would not want to go swimming in this water. Right. Now... Hello?
Hi.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Well, hi. I know this class is almost over, and then
yeah.
Michelle's class is coming in.
Yep.
Right. So, I'm not sure what... Is it time to ring the special bell yet and have this class start to go get their stuff?
Yes. Good point, Kate.
That would be great, and we could hear the bell on the phone.
Oh.
Amy hasn't heard our special bell.
Oh. Did you guys hear that?
Nope.
Did you guys hear All right.
I didn't.
All right.
Do it again?
Okay, we're going to go ring it now. This is Kelly.
Okay. Ah, I heard it.
You would be amazed, Kate, how quickly they're all standing up and getting ready.
Everybody's standing up when they heard the special bell and they're pushing in their chairs. Terrific.
Amazing.
That's so good.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. So bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, Kate.
Okay, you guys.
And hang, we'll hang on for the next group to come in.
All right, you guys ready to get your stuff?
Great. Thank you.
This is a biofilm. I cut it from the regular barrels to give them a crown. And then I have to work on driving over the phone and put them up for a while. So the road, my reason.
So everyone's going out into the hall and picking up